Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With springtime festivals in the rearview mirror, we can look forward to warming trends in the garden. Bring a blanket and a picnic and you're all set. Make reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. This week brings another beautiful Japanese iris into bloom around the koi pond. These Japanese iris are not as large as the Japanese water iris, but they're every bit as dramatic. The striking rusty red blooms may continue right into the middle of the summer. Right around the corner, if you're heading into the soar butterfly exhibit, you can see the whimsical blooms of the tropical hibiscus called Sprinkle Rain. This tangerine-colored mid-size hibiscus flower has a scalloped edge that will add interest to any garden setting and, in fact, can also be found in the Garden of the Senses. If you look closely, you can find a branch or two with just a tangerine and a red-colored flower. Many areas of the garden have been recently planted with new daisy plants. If you're in the children's garden, you can see the Shasta daisies and the golden coin daisies. These are both perennial plants that bloom profusely in the spring, but also have some bloom nearly year-round, making them a great choice for a minimal care garden. The cactus collection is a bit further along the paved path from the children's garden, and you'll pass the Luther Burbank prickly pear plant, a very large cactus that is nearly spineless and blooming in a lovely peachy color. Luther Burbank developed this plant in an effort to make a feed crop plant out of a natural desert plant. Just a note here, Luther Burbank also developed the much-loved Shasta daisy that we saw in the children's garden. If you take a walk down the service road between the cactus collection and the aloe garden, at the edge of the aloe garden is the stunning purple prickly pear plant in bloom. The lovely yellow blooms have red stripes in the bottom of the flower. Just across the road is the vibrant royal dew flower, a native from South Africa and Namibia. If you cross Tram Road and go into the tropical garden, you can find a different bromelia just sending up a blooming spike. And if you look closely, you can see one of the few epiphyllums in the garden is in bloom. These lovely pink blooms don't last long, but they are fabulous while they do. You can wander left into the Garden of the Senses to see the scented geraniums that are blooming there. Crush a leaf if you want to get the scent. And just above them is the pineapple guava in bloom. This is one plant that generously produces food for the critters of the garden. A sweet scent that you can pick up along Tram Road when you first leave the Garden of the Senses is from the sweet shade trees planted along the road to the left. This tree grows in many places on this side of the dry creek bed and is aptly named. On the right, you can see an example of the Australian silky oak tree. These trees have a wonderful orange bloom that makes the treetops look like they're in flame. You may have noticed a stand of them if you entered the garden parking lot by coming up Crenshaw Boulevard. Another spot to hit this week is Memorial Meadow. The California buckeye tree is blooming, but more interestingly, the fancy bearded iris under the tree are beginning to bloom. Over the next month or so, this will be a hot spot of dramatic bloom. For this week, see the iris named Ball of Confusion, Batik, the Yellow Flags, Clarence, or Cinnamon Girl. There are even more in bloom. And before you leave the garden today, make sure to check out the sausage tree along Tram Road as you walk toward the garden entrance. These huge deep red blooms will turn into the pendulous fruit that is still hanging on the tree from last season. It's still there because we don't have monkeys, baboons, or elephants to come round to pick it. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.